Appreciate Jim leading those songs this evening, centering around the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the cross. And tonight, we would like to think about that for just a moment in relationship to why Jesus died on the cross so that we could go to heaven. And when we look at the Bible, that is one of the great goals that God has in mind for humanity, to be with Him in eternity forever. And in order to accomplish that, Jesus needed to go to the cross. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 11 through 15. Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 11 through 15. As Michael Rainey has been saying lately, get your phones out and turn to your Bibles, right? Use your phone for your Bible. A lot of people do that nowadays. But it's very easy to find the passage, the book, chapter, and verse with those devices. Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 11, it says, "And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man," speaking of Jesus the Christ, "but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, 'This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart, and in their minds I will write them.' Then he adds, 'Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.' Now, where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin." One of the chief things that the writer of the book of Hebrews points out to us about Jesus is that after he had made his sacrifice, he ascended to sit at the right hand of the throne of God. We know that God's throne is in heaven. And so Jesus went to heaven to sit there and to be the Lord of all mankind. But he didn't do this for himself alone. Rather, he has, verse 14 says, "by one offering, perfected those who are being sanctified." He has made them also candidates and prospects for heaven. Jesus died on the cross so that we could go to heaven. Let's think about that topic tonight as we consider that idea, the connection between Jesus dying on the cross and him going to, and our going to heaven. All right. Well, first of all, when we think about this, Jesus made preparation so that we could go to heaven. He died to prepare the way to heaven. You may recall John 14 and verses 1 and 2, a very encouraging passage. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you." Jesus died on the cross to go and prepare a place for us. This place is, as we have just mentioned, seated on the right hand of the throne of God. And we now have great hope that Jesus, in going to that place, has prepared the way for us to follow him. Which hope we have, the writer of the book of Hebrews says, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. And listen to this: entering into that which is within the veil. This is Hebrews 6, 19 and 20. Entering into that which is within the veil. What is the veil and what is within the veil? It is heaven. And then he says this, whither as a forerunner Jesus entered for us, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What is a forerunner? Sometimes this term could be translated a trailblazer. Maybe that's a term we're more familiar with. Someone who goes ahead, someone who prepares the way, someone who makes a path so that others may follow. Jesus is the forerunner. He went to prepare the place of heaven. He died on the cross to open the way to heaven. Without the death of Jesus Christ, the way to heaven would be forever closed. But we read that Jesus has opened this way. In Acts 1 and verse 11, while the apostles were standing around gaping at Jesus as he ascended into heaven, two men clothed in white stood nearby and said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was received up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you beheld him going into heaven." So Jesus went into heaven. He opened the way to heaven. Hebrews 10 and verses 19 and 20 say, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way through the veil," that is to say, his flesh. Jesus Christ died on the cross to open the way to heaven. And when he got there, he sent the Holy Spirit from heaven to earth. Jesus promised the disciples that this is what he would do, and he made those promises in John 16 and verse 7, among other verses. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him unto you." This was part of the preparations, part of making sure that there was a place prepared for those who would follow after him. Sending the Holy Spirit. He said in John 14 and verses 15 and 16, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever." And in John 14, 26, we read, "But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you." And so Jesus died on the cross to prepare the way to heaven, to prepare the place of heaven, to open the door to heaven, and to send the Spirit from heaven. But then secondly, Jesus died on the cross to prepare his people for heaven. He taught us the way that we need to follow in order to get to where he is. Think about what he said to Thomas in John 14 and verse 6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me." And so Jesus gives us the way, the truth, and the life. And if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we must do the will of the Father. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 21, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven." Did you hear that? The kingdom of heaven? but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. If we want to enter that heavenly kingdom, that eternal kingdom, we must do the Father's will. Jesus died to give us the way. He died to save us so that we could be in the presence of the Father without the stain of sin on our life. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18, Paul wrote this, "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul's confidence was in Jesus Christ to save him and to bring him into his heavenly kingdom. And Jude has this to say at the end of his letter in verse 24. "Now unto him who is able to guard you from stumbling and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish in exceeding joy." Think about that for a moment. Jesus died on the cross so that we could be set before the presence of his glory without blemish. Now, I'm very thankful that Jesus wanted us to go to heaven and wanted us to be before the Father without blemish. And he died and shed his blood so that that could occur. And so he wants to keep us ready. Jesus went through all of this pain and agony, anguish and torment in order for us to get to heaven. Do we think that he's not going to work to help us get there? Of course he is. He's sitting on the right hand of the throne of the Father, and he's looking down on his church on the earth, and he's working right now to ensure that every single person that's possible will be able to be with him to fulfill the great mission that he had to accomplish. And so he wants to keep us ready so that we will be with him when he returns. Listen to what he says in Revelation 3 and verse 12. "He that overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out thence no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my own new name." He that overcomes, Jesus will make him a pillar. And then 1 Peter 1 and verses 3 through 5 says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, begat us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who, by the power of God, are guarded through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." God's power guards us unto salvation. That's a tremendous blessing for the faithful child of God. Jesus died to prepare his people for heaven, and he works to do that even today. And then finally this evening, Jesus died to participate with his people in heaven. He wants them to be with him, and he wants to be with them. Paul wrote this in Philippians 3 and verse 20, "For our citizenship is in heaven, whence also we wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Our citizenship is in heaven. We think of citizenship as a great blessing. We receive tremendous benefits from being a citizen of a particular country and of a particular state and even of a particular city. We enjoy the privileges of citizenship in this life. But there is a greater citizenship of which we as Christians are partakers. And that is citizenship in heaven. To be a citizen of heaven means that we will dwell in eternity in that great city that God has prepared for those who love Him. In John 14 and verse 3, Jesus says this, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus wants to be with us, and He wants us to be with Him. And do we desire the same things? To be with Jesus means that we will sit down with Him in His throne. Listen to Revelation 3 and verse 21. "He that overcomes, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne. And I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne." What a tremendous thought and blessing. Sit down with Jesus in his throne? Who does that? Who sits down with the King on his throne? Only the royal children. They have that privilege. And the King welcomes them with him. Revelation 22, verses 3 and 4, we find a picture painted of God's people together with him in eternity. "And there shall be no curse anymore. And the throne of God and the Lamb shall be therein. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. And his name shall be upon their foreheads. And there shall be no night no more. And they need no light or lamp, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." And we will be with Christ and God the Father forever and ever, because Jesus died on the cross. Revelation 21, 22, and 23 says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple thereof. And the city hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine upon it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp thereof is the Lamb." One day, if we are privileged to see Jesus Christ come back and return, we will hear that trump that sounds from heaven. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And listen to the rest of this. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 17. Jesus died on the cross to participate with his people in heaven. He died to prepare the way. He died to prepare his people. And he died so that we could be together in all eternity. Are you prepared to be with Jesus in heaven? Maybe his blood has not been applied to the sins of your life. Tonight, you would like to make that so. Through hearing the gospel and believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized, you may have your sins forgiven. And then Jesus will be your sacrifice and your Savior, and you will have the wonderful hope of heaven. Why not make him your Savior this evening? If we can help you in any way, we encourage you to do so right now while we stand and while we sing.